with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, February 20th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we'll have a Class 3A Substate quarterfinal matchup in boys basketball as the Lamar's Bulldogs get set to start their tournament run on the road at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse in Sioux City against 10th-ranked Bishop Heelan. We'll have all the action for you with pregame coverage getting going at 6:45, tip-off to follow at 7 o'clock. You can catch the Bulldogs and the Crusaders in tournament action in boys basketball right here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com. Well, Saturday was the final day of the boys' state wrestling tournament in Des Moines, and Plymouth County was able to take home a state championship. Akron Westfield's Cale Morrow, after finishing as the runner-up at 106 pounds last year, he won the Westerners' eighth state title with his 10-2 decision in the 113-pound title bout on Saturday night. He says it's a great feeling considering the amount of work he's had to put in to get to this point.
All the work that I put in throughout all summer, all spring, and I know there's a lot more work to be done. You know, I mean, I got senior year next year, got to try and repeat myself, but it's just a really great feeling right now because how much work I've done. And especially with, you know, I beat him like 10-2 or something like that, you know. Like I said, dominant the whole time. Like I said at the very first interview, so I'm coming for blood. That's exactly what I did.
Morrow defeated rowdy neighbor of Albernette in the title bout. He had to wrestle neighbor last year in the semifinal round. And he says his experience in last year's state championship match helped give him the upper hand this year against neighbor.
I knew that if I dominated him last year, I knew I'd be able to do the same exact thing this year. I knew I would have the advantage, you know, being here last year. And I also knew that, you know, he hasn't been there before. I knew what it was like coming in. And I knew he had to have been thinking, oh, I lost to him 8-1 this year. There had been some other things going in his mind.
Morrow says to be a champion, it takes dedication. That's why he would practice, and this is with how much hyperbole, a 24-7 on a number of weeks.
All the time I put in, I mean, I was practicing every single Sunday. I'd go to the tournament Saturday, going on Sunday mornings with my younger brother, work with him, work with me. You know, it's all about that extra work, putting in time when nobody else isn't, and that's how you get to where I'm at right now.
Morrow's Akron Westfield's eighth state champion in program history. He's the first champion under 125 pounds in program history, and he's the first to win a state title since John Henrich won his third in a row back in 2019. Again, he defeated rowdy neighbor of Albernette in a 10-2 decision. Plymouth County had a number of wrestlers make the podium, five to be exact. In Class 1A at 195 pounds, Morrow's teammate Ian Black. He won his consolation semifinal to start the day on Saturday, setting him up for a fifth-place bout with Ben Saxton of Emmitsburg, and he defeated the E-Hawk wrestler 7-6, got 3 points late in the third period on back points, and defeated Saxton in that one-point decision to finish fifth at 195 pounds. At 126 pounds, Ethan Sashow lost his seventh-place match by a pin in the third period to Carson Thompson of Underwood. And so Sashow placed eighth, still on the podium, the only Blackhawk to reach the podium in Class 1A this year. At 132 pounds, Carson Senches of Kingsley Pearson, he wasted no time in his seventh place match. He defeated Kendrick Huck of Nashua Plainfield in 33 seconds by pin. Senches was Kingsley Pearson's only podium finish, placing seventh for the Panthers. Going to the 3A tournament, where Aiden Hogue of Lamar's, he won his consolation semifinal over Rusty Van Wetsinga of Pleasant Valley, and then he had a third place match with Jackson Hildebrand of Denison Schleswig, and he won that in a 3-0 decision to give him a third place finish for the Bulldogs on the podium. Job well done for Aiden Hogue. It was also his 45th win of the season. That tied his single season wins record that he set last year at 45 wins. So congrats to Aiden Hogue of Lamar's, placing third for the Bulldogs, and a good showing by all of our Plymouth County wrestlers at the state tournament last week. Also, yes, on Saturday, it was the Lamar's girls basketball team experiencing some deja vu with their season ending to Bishop Heelan in the regional semifinal for the second year in a row. The Crusaders beat the Bulldogs to move on to the tournament 46-38. Lamar's got down early, but they never wavered. That's what made head coach Cody Deercup so proud of them when things were said and done.
We have nothing but good things to say to our girls after a game like this. They played their hearts out. They never went away, and we've said it before. You know, it says a lot about their character and who they are as kids. You know, you just can't give up. You can't have two bad quarters. We were stuck on 8, and we were stuck on 11 for a really long time.
The game was really slowed down on the offensive end by Heelan's aggressive zone defense and trap game. Coach Deercup says that stretched out his offensive set and made things difficult for his team.
You know, this is something we've seen from them, you know, the last couple of times we've played them. You know, we come out in the first quarter and get after them, and they make an adjustment of some sort in the first quarter where, you know, they change something in their 1-3-1, or they just start to get more tips because it wears you down a little bit. But they got more tips. They had us extended out to half court in the second quarter and most of the third quarter, and we're not going to score when we're playing basketball by half court.
Lamar's did show their fight in the fourth quarter when they were down 15 points heading into the quarter. And they worked that deficit down to 6 points in the process of trying to get themselves back into the ballgame. Coach Deercup says the comeback was good to see, but it came a little too late.
You're going to come back with a 14-point play in one possession. It was just take it one possession at a time, and unfortunately, we started to do that just a little bit too late, you know. End of the third quarter against a number 3 ranked team or 2 ranked team in the state is just too late.
The Bulldogs will have to say goodbye to one senior off of their playing roster in Peyton Wright. She's been a role player for the Bulldogs coming off the bench for the last couple of seasons and being a leader from there. Coach Deercup says she could have quit early on, seeing she's not going to start or score 50 points a game, but she stuck it out and always did the job she was asked to do.
Peyton stuck it out with me when I first became head coach, and you know, she easily could have called it quits, but she's a tough kid. She never wavered, no matter what her role was for us. I always bring up the East game because it's one that I'll never forget. She won that game by hitting a ton of threes coming off the bench for us. Throughout the season, you know, she's had anywhere from 2 to 8 points for us coming off the bench, and those are big points. It might not seem like it to a lot of people, but if you know basketball, any points that you can get or any production you can get off your bench is huge. And I really appreciate the coaching that she took from us and her, you know, willingness to stick it out.
However, on the bright side of a game like this is that the Bulldogs will be bringing back their entire starting lineup and some of their top players off of their bench. Coach Deercup says these postseason losses sting when they happen, but they only make his team stronger for the next season to come.
This is all things that they can learn from, and they can take away things from big games, and playing in big games like this is a privilege. You know, there's a lot of teams in 4A that would love to be playing the number 3 team in the in the semifinals. So just continue to learn and work hard in the off season. They'll buy in. They're a good group of kids that are you know, going to have a lot of success next year.
The Bulldogs finished the season with a record of 13-10. Bishop Heelan won their 21st game in a row and will take a 21-2 record in their regional final on Tuesday night. And taking a look at our sports scores and results page, we'll tell you that Bishop Heelan will rematch with 15th-ranked Spencer. The Tigers defeated 11th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton at home on Saturday night, 46-39. Going to some other girls' basketball scores in Class 5A Region 2, it was 15th-ranked Sioux City East beating Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 78-41. Second-ranked Johnston rolled over Des Moines Lincoln, 73-27. In Class 5A Region 4, 4th-ranked Dowling Catholic ended Sioux City West season 77-26, and 12th-ranked Iowa City West beat Des Moines Roosevelt 72-57. Going to Class 3A, and those 3A schools were able to punch their tickets to the state tournament on Saturday night. It was top-ranked Esterville Lincoln Central rolling over Algona, 82-40. The defending champs were able to cruise into the state tournament this year. In Class 3A Region 6, 7th-ranked Sioux Center defeated 12th-ranked Unity Christian, 72-62. So the Warriors will be playing for a state title this year, heading to the state tournament at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Again, all these scores and results from the weekend that was can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com, including results from Friday. And if you keep scrolling down, you can see results from last week as well. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. It is all basketball. The 3A and 4A boys basketball tournaments get going around the state of Iowa. And so we take a look at how things shake out in Class 3A Substate 1. It'll be Gilbert at 8th-ranked Webster City. Denison Schleswig is at Adel DeSoto Minburn. Of course, our contest tonight features the Lamar's Bulldogs at 10th-ranked Bishop Hill, and we'll have all the coverage starting at 6:45, tip-offs at 7 right here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com. The other matchup in Class 3A Substate 1 has Carroll at Sergeant Bluff Luton. In Class 4A Region 1, we see a few more Missouri River Conference squads as Sioux City North is at Sioux City West, and Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson is at Johnston in their opening round of 4A Substate play. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. And once again, don't forget to tune in tonight. Lamar is taking on Bishop Heelan in a postseason contest, Substate quarterfinal. We'll have it for you right here on KLEM, starting at 6:45 with tip-off at 7. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.